This is the NewsRamp nonprofit podcast. It's Thursday morning, August 6th, 2026. The stories are real, the voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news.
George Salinas' injury lawyers raises $7,000 for Kinetic Kids at San Antonio Missions game. George Salinas' injury lawyers raised $7,000 for Kinetic Kids during a San Antonio Missions baseball game on May 16th. The funds, generated through an auction of special edition player jerseys, will support the nonprofit's adaptive sports and fine arts programs for children with special needs. Firm founder George Salinas threw out the ceremonial first pitch at Nelson West Wolf Municipal Stadium, where the Missions faced the Wichita Wind Surge in a Sandlot-themed promotion.
Volunteer ministers launched disaster preparedness initiative in Tulsa with community leaders and cultural celebration. The WUS volunteer ministers launched a disaster preparedness initiative in Tulsa, Oklahoma, bringing together community leaders, nonprofits, and residents for an evening of emergency preparedness and cultural celebration. The event featured traditional folkloric dances by Pekilas Lee, promoting cultural heritage. Guest speakers highlighted the importance of disaster preparedness and community collaboration, emphasizing the power of working together to improve disaster readiness and support networks for residents in Oklahoma.
Global leaders and youth launch the next 25 years of human rights education at United Nations Summit. Global leaders and youth gathered at the United Nations Summit to launch the next 25 years of human rights education. The event, hosted by Youth for Human Rights International and United for Human Rights, celebrated the 25th anniversary under the theme Education for Peace, a 25th-year legacy. Participants from 82 nations discussed expanding human rights education worldwide, emphasizing the importance of empowering the next generation to champion human rights.
Fisher House Southern California highlights the lasting impact of donations for military and veteran families. Fisher House Southern California highlights the lasting impact of donations for military and veteran families. The organization's new resource delves into how charitable contributions support families during medical treatment and recovery, emphasizing the importance of community support beyond financial aid. By providing a home away from home, at no cost, Fisher House helps families stay together during extended medical care, showcasing the vital role of philanthropy in meeting ongoing needs.
What are the Peace Rides LA? The Peace Rides in Los Angeles are a symbol of hope and unity in communities affected by violence. Founded by United in Peace, this grassroots movement brings people together to reduce violence and promote lasting peace. Through colorful processions and community rallies, participants spread a message of solidarity and compassion. The movement has expanded nationwide, with events in cities like Harlem and Oakland, fostering dialogue and cooperation for safer neighborhoods.
Drug-Free World Mobile Exhibit highlights Pasadena's National Night Out. The Drug-Free World Mobile Exhibit was a highlight of Pasadena's National Night Out, offering interactive displays and educational booklets on drug awareness. Visitors took the Drug-Free Pledge and enjoyed games, giveaways, and meeting first responders. Police Chief Gene Harris emphasized the event's focus on community partnerships for safety. For more information, visit the Foundation for a Drug-Free World website.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading news wires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.